Hello and welcome to the SciShow Tangents Patreon bonus podcast. We called it Extra Snacks last time. Can't remember why.
Oh man, I could use a crunch right now.
And Hank's here this time. Hank.
Welcome. Hey, I was just thinking about crunchy things. I want a crunch.
Do you like a crunchy snack instead of a soft snack?
Don't we all? I'm happy to have like a baked good, I suppose. Cookie. But no, I want a crunch.
What about like a Slim Jim? Those are soft kind of, aren't they?
That's what I actually have at my desk.
Yes, beef jerky is my favorite snack of all snacks. And I can't decide
This is what I snack on. I got a bunch. It's like just in case. Because my house is like 20 feet away, so you never know.
In case of emergency.
He just held up two more bags. Yeah, you never know if you're going to get snowed in there for a couple days. You're going to have to ration.
Yeah. Have to drink this old Spindrift that I have had on my desk for 3 weeks.
Still liquid in there. Hank brought us on a tour of all the various drink receptacles on his desk. There's a lot. There's some sodas I've never heard of before on there.
That's how old they are. They're like decades old. Right. They're completely gone out of business.
Over there.
He's got a tab on there. A new Coke.
Before Sam was even born, just drinking these sodas, setting them aside.
Oh, no.
And Sari's here, too. Hi, Sari.
Hello. Always here.
Sari, what year were you born in? Had I had a soda when you were born?
Wait, can we guess? 1990. I don't know. 5. Who knows?
1994.
Nice. Close. Yeah, I'd had a soda when Sari was born.
For sure.
I'd had way too many Mountain Dews already, even.
We came up in the age when your baby was allowed and encouraged to have soda.
Yeah, to stick it's an orange soda. It says orange right on the label.
Yep, that's a fruit. It's a color and a fruit. We're not sure which one it's referring to, so we'll just assume fruit.
I think I had a soda pretty early on, too. It was when I was born in New Jersey. And my dad,
You were born in New Jersey?
Yeah, that's a place. Yeah. If you're born in New Jersey, they give you a Coke right out of the moment you're born.
Kid.
Mix it with the breast milk.
Wow, you're a New Jersey native. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, I thought you knew that. I guess we've talked about Alabama a lot, but we don't talk about my.
You're not made of
story.
Stern enough stuff to be from New Jersey, I don't think.
Wow. Didn't put enough Coke in your breast milk growing up.
Well, what's your soda story?
My soda story is that my dad tried to be really healthy when I was a baby and a toddler, including, I think, when my sister was born. But then when my grandparents visited, my grandpa would bring me to McDonald's and gave me my first fries and soda because my dad was like, that's not unhealthy. But then I loved my grandpa immensely because he gave me the good stuff. Salty, salty McDonald's fries, delicious orange soda.
I'm at DoorDash right now, you guys. This is hurting me.
That does
this is making it hard to be me.
That sounds good. I would love an orange fries. Soda. I just got done having COVID and I can finally taste meat again. Anyway. Enough about that. For each episode of Tangents, the regular show, we ask our audience for Science Couch questions. And every week, we get a whole lot of them, but we can only answer one per episode. But we don't want a bunch of good questions to just get thrown in the trash. So each month, we answer on this podcast some of your questions that didn't quite make it to the show, lightning round style. So here's your questions from our episode about big versus small. The episode I wasn't on. So I don't even have... I don't even know what the regular Science Couch question was.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, you guys.
He just produced it, you know? It's like, you think, who's a celebrity? Jeremy Renner watches every movie he's in? No. And he doesn't watch every movie he's not in either. More to my point.
Yeah, so he especially doesn't watch the ones he's not in. Yeah.
He only watches the ones he is in.
That's right. When you go to Jeremy Renner's house, what do you watch? You watch The Hurt Locker. That's what happens.
I would not doubt it. No disrespect to Mr. Renner. So the first question is from Mike2369 on Discord, and it is, what's the tiniest possible measurement? Is it measurable? And if so, how? Is the tiniest possible measurement measurable?
Yeah, I don't think it counts as a measurement. if it's not metal.
Wow, what a cliffhanger. Hi, Tangents listeners, Sam here. The fascinating conversation that you just heard is just the beginning of a super special, extra cool bonus episode. You can listen to the rest and also a bunch more bonus content over on our Patreon. Honestly, the Tangents Patreon is basically the hottest club in town. It's got everything. Trivia, wild would you rathers, exclusive Discord access, Minions movie commentary, and it's also one of the best ways that you can support the show and keep Tangents going and free for everyone. Head over to patreon.com/scishowtangents to join in on all the learning and shenanigans. That's patreon.com/scishowtangents. And a big thank you to all of our existing patrons. We genuinely wouldn't be able to do this without you. And guess what? We really like doing this, so it rocks that you make it possible for us to do this. Thanks again.